Hi, I'm John O'Donnell here with Microsoft Corporation and here in Cincinnati, Ohio with Jim and Gregor at Syncom Systems. So guys, could you introduce yourselves?
I'm Jim Wilson. I'm Program Director for Syncom Acquire.
I'm Gregor Newland. I manage the Microsoft Partner Channel for Syncom.
Great. Well, maybe we could start with talking about Syncom Acquire and what problem are you guys trying to solve today?
I think the primary problem that we try to solve is how to make customers easier to buy from. You know, in this day and age, as customers have leaned out their manufacturing floors, as they've leaned out their operations, they've cut costs as much as they can, and I think that the way that they're going to increase revenue is becoming easier to buy from. Look, AMR and Gartner both say that 70 to 80% of a customer's business goes to the company that's easiest to buy from, not feature function, not high-level pricing strategies, just very simple, are you easy to buy from? So that creates an interesting dilemma, an interesting problem for most companies. If you have complex products, how do you move that complex product knowledge out of the heads of the experts in your company out into the sales channel where it belongs and where customers can access it?
Yeah, I agree. In fact, it's interesting is that not only are companies trying to become easier to buy from, but at the same time, customers are demanding more.
Okay.
So product offerings are getting more and more complex.
Right.
So it even and where companies are being driven to lower cost channels. So it's almost like it's almost like a terrible dilemma. You know, we're trying to sell more complex products and services through simpler, easier channels, lower cost channels.
And I think you added that to the nightmare of the fact that most of this complex product knowledge in these organizations lives primarily in the heads of a few experts. Mm-hmm. And these people are getting older.
Right.
And they're getting closer to leaving the workforce.
Right.
I mean, it's like a disaster that we can see out there on the horizon. So how do we do it? How do we transfer that knowledge? And, you know, this manifests itself in manufacturers and in other complex product structures as a product configuration issue. But that's not really what it is. It's a knowledge issue. It's about moving knowledge to the right place. And I think that's why our strategy of beginning with a knowledge engine and then putting product configuration on top of that is a winning strategy for companies.
Well, so let's talk about obviously Syncom Acquire. I mean, obviously this isn't just about, as you said, product configuration. It's really about it's really about collecting and acting on expert knowledge that exists within organizations. But I know that your company has built out an integration actually with Dynamics AX. So maybe we could sort of talk about the AX side of things first, and then come back to the overall knowledge share piece as well. So, Jim, do you want to take that?
Yeah, sure. We really kind of see our role as adding knowledge on top of existing information systems. So AX certainly is the ERP platform, the information system of record. And so the trick is, how do we then begin to enable these domain experts, if you will, to automate complex decision-making logic on top of that information system? And to do that, what we have done is we've built out, if you will, an information bus that abstracts business information from AX, from Microsoft Dynamics CRM, and from other systems that allows these models to access that data freely and to be insulated from change.
And, you know, importantly, too, I think this is a true composite application strategy. We don't even ship this product with a database. Mm-hmm. This is about taking knowledge that you already have in your monolithic transactional systems and manipulating that knowledge and turning it into knowledge that you can push out into the sales cycle.
So if we're specifically talking around the Dynamics AX piece, I mean, could you just give us a quick idea of how that flow works? I mean, you start off in Dynamics AX, you would create a new order perhaps, and then...
Right. So, I mean, again, we want to support the workflows of the normal user in AX. So a simple scenario would be, I'm in AX, I want to create an order. I select a product that happens to be a configured product. So, again, we're going to guide then the customer or the user through a series of custom dialogues specifically aimed at capturing and validating specs and helping them actually match the right product to the right customer. And also doing that in a way that we make sure that we not only give them the right product, but that we get the product right. In other words, that the bills of materials are generated and the routings are generated on the back end in AX.
And it generates the quotes, it quotes,
absolutely,
generates the quote as well?
Describing what it is in terms that the buyer understands. Yeah.
So it almost takes the responsibility off the salesperson of having to know what products and how they all fit together. Your system will take that knowledge and make sure that and pretty much means that there can no longer be any mistakes because it's a guided process now.
Exactly, and in fact, Gregor mentioned studies done by AMR and Gartner recently. They did another study on just order accuracy, what they call the perfect order rating, and they found that a 3% improvement in just order rating, perfect order rating, would yield a 1% bottom line improvement to the company. So there's a huge ROI here. There's a huge cost saving in getting the right product and getting the product right.
Okay. Well, we are going to be showing some demonstrations of how this product can work, but I do want to talk also beyond product configuration and more into the expert knowledge side of things, because I think one of the key technologies here is that this could be used to literally connect or collect a large amount of expert knowledge and present it. So it isn't just about products. It could be if you're running a call center and you wanted to drive someone through a script. I mean, can you give me some scenarios beyond product configurator?
Sure. We have customers that are using this technology in call center scenarios for essentially customer service scenarios. An example might be in healthcare, the registration process, which is very complex and it affects the revenue cycle. There being an example where we have a lot of people trying to perform a function. We want to move the knowledge required to do that as close as we can to the customer. So any kind of a call center scenario where you've got guided service, where insurance, where we're trying to recommend products, we're trying to deal with claims, where we've got compliance issues, and these are all applications of this technology.
Okay, and I think it's important to note that when people think of these type of tools, you always have this idea that it starts off with question one and drives you through to question 10, and it's taken down almost like a funnel of choices. But I think one of the key parts of your technology is that you can almost start at the end of it, and the decisions are accurately modeled in both directions. Could you talk a bit about that?
Well, I mean, and we'll use something technical here, the difference between a declarative rules engine and an imperative rules engine. Ours is purely declarative. Much like I remember when I bought my Dell computer, I started with, I want a really big screen.
Right.
And I only want to spend this much money. I didn't have to go down a funnel of questions in a specific order because, in effect, the rules engine was firing in both directions.
Okay.
And, that's a key differentiator for us. We're truly a declarative bi-directional rules engine. So, again, the customer can buy the way they want to buy, not in an order that you're forcing them to buy.
Okay.
And remember, 70 to 80% of business goes to people who are easiest to buy from. So when you're looking to take market share away from your competitors, the way that you do it is by being easier to buy from.
Yeah, the only thing I'd add to that is that We not only want to make it easier for the customers to buy, but we need to be able to serve this knowledge up in an environment that enables the people who create the products and services to manage it. And that's the other side of the equation here is we need an intuitive environment that is graphical tools that enables a product manager or an engineer to create and define these products and service offerings. And through the ongoing way that they introduce new products and services, to be able to keep that knowledge current.
It's not just a tangle of code. And I believe you'll see that in the demos.
Great. Well, thanks for talking to me today, and let's go to some demonstrations.
Okay.
Thank you.